All right, welcome to Planning Commission tonight. Thank you for being here, Dee. We appreciate you always. Any public comment? No, not tonight. Thank you. We will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for a 35-foot wide drive approach at 661 East 50 North.
Thank you. I'm sorry we had to do a rushed Planning Commission meeting. This came about pretty fast because of our paving schedule for a construction project. We are redoing some storm drain work and paving on 50 North, and this homeowner wanted to rip out their drive approach and widen it. Prior to us pouring back. At first, they actually thought that they could get our contractor to widen it for them, and that's not how this works. So they've now hired a licensed contractor. We're hurrying and trying to get them their wider approach that they want approved. They've got the excavation permit lined out and ready to go as soon as we do the green light on this, so they can get him his wider approach, and then we can finish our streets project and get that road back in. And then there will be a moratorium where they can't cut into it for 5 years. As a reminder, city code allows a residential property to have up to 30 feet of driveway, and we measure that at the sidewalk. Our code does have an allowance for up to 40 feet of driveway through a conditional use permit, which is why this is before you today. We've kind of gone away from this. The city engineer, the newer city engineer, has a lot of reasons why she thinks we should not allow conditional uses for driveways and just say it's 30 feet period or it's 35 feet period. We don't know what that number is, but she really wants us to amend that code. So I anticipate that once we get over this town center urban design guidelines hurdle. Anyways, neither here nor there. The city engineer has reviewed this plan to expand his 30-foot drive approach by 5 more feet, giving him a total of 35 feet. There is no concern with safety, traffic movement, pedestrians, anything like that. And honestly, the DRC didn't see any issues with it either. So the DRC is recommending approval of this conditional use permit for the 35-foot drive approach with no conditions. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? And if not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for 35-foot wide drive approach at 661 East, 50 North with no conditions.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Jones, I second it.
Thank you. Any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And any opposed? And it passes. And agenda item 4, report on city council action items.
There are none. We haven't pushed a lot of things through to them recently, so they're doing a lot of things and really busy, but nothing that you're pushing up. I will take the moment to say that we put over 600 mailers out we put them in the mailbox on Thursday, but they didn't get picked up till Monday this week, going out to everyone who will have a property rezoned into the town center and everyone within 300 feet of that boundary. And so we sent it to all of the registered property owners, not necessarily to every single property, but that's what we're required to do by state code. So we're just following that to a T. I haven't heard anything yet. We also posted the public hearing notice and everything about this on the website yesterday evening, which is why we haven't really pushed on social media or anything yet, because we're still tying up the FAQs and things like that. But if you did go onto our website right now, under the planning department, we're going to say this is an issue of technology and not the three-year-old. anyways. So what I was saying, though, is I expect we're going to have some questions. I expect there's going to be discourse and some people who have strong feelings about this rezone. We just haven't seen anything yet. And like I said, we will push it and you will start seeing it. It's just we want to make sure all of our ducks in a row before we do that. But the mailers did go out and the website is live. That's what I was telling you. Go to the website, go to community development page, plans and ordinances, and it's at the top. And I can send you a link to it as well if you'd like. So that's everything for an action update.
Thank you. And then approval of the meeting minutes from July 28th. Any adjustments to the minutes? And if not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes as drafted for the July 28th, 2026 Planning Commission meeting.
Thank you. And a second?
Commissioner Hulbert, second.
Great. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. And we are adjourned.